大的奥秘。
This time our topic it was this is such a great mystery.
啊，昨天已经讲了两堂了。
Yesterday we have covered two topics.
啊，我们再看这个奥秘是什么。
Let's look at what the mystery is.
我们看以弗所的第五章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5.
啊，第三十一节。
Verse 31.
以弗所书的五章三十一节。
Ephesians 5:31.
我们一起大声读哈。
Let's read together aloud.
大声读才不会想睡觉。
If you read aloud, then you'll not less likely to fall asleep.
一二三。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。三十二节。
32.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督与教会说的。保罗在写以弗所书的时候，写着，就说：“我现在告诉你一个极大的奥秘。”
Paul was writing the book of Ephesians, and when he was writing, suddenly he said.Let me tell you, this mystery is great.
本来啊，他要一开始他是讲教会论。
Originally, he was speaking about the church.
后来呢，又跳到实际的生活，就是夫妻之道。
Later on, he jumped onto the practical daily life of a marriage.
啊，讲啊讲啊，讲到最后呢，又跳回来说，这是极大的奥秘。
After speaking for some time, then he come back to the original topic. This is such a great mystery.
又回到基督论，还有教会论。
Talking back about the Christ and the church.
啊，这里看到好像跳题一样哦。
So you can see it's like jumping from one to the other.
如果是作文这样做的话是不行的，你到底要讲哪一个？
If you write such an essay, then you will not pass because what topic are you focusing on?
但是在灵里面呢，原来婚姻的道理跟得救的道理是一致的。
But in the spirit, it turned out that the theory about marriage is aligned with salvation.
这个奥秘呢，有第一就是属灵的婚姻。
The first great mystery is the spiritual marriage.
原来我们得救是要进入属灵的婚姻才能够得救。
It turned out that our salvation begins when we enter into the spiritual marriage.
就是我们早上讲的那个布道会的主题啊。
Just like the topic that we've mentioned in the morning, our evangelical service.
你要进入基督的身体。
You have to enter into the body of Christ.
那就是教会。
Which is the church.
啊，那教会要跟耶稣结婚，属灵的婚礼。
The church will be married to Christ. This is a spiritual wedding.
将来要被主耶稣迎娶。
In the future, the church will be taken up.
才能够得救啊。
In order to be saved.
啊，所以这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
所以这个也是讲真教会。
This is talking about the true church.
所以真教会本身就是极大的奥秘，因为是真教会是耶稣基督的心腹。
Therefore, the true church itself is already the great mystery because the true church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
耶稣只有一个心腹。
Jesus only have one bride.
这个就是奥秘了。
This is the mystery.
啊，这是圣经写的。
It's written in the Bible.
啊，但是呢，保罗也知道说不能只讲属灵的，讲的那么虚无缥缈。
Yet Paul cannot only talk about the spiritual aspect of things and something that is very lofty.
因为教会啊是由人组成的。
Because the church is made up of people.
那人呢就是由家庭组成的。
And people are comprised in families.
那如果比如说教会没有家庭，你基本上教会就没人了。
If there's no families in the church, basically there's no one in the church.
你看呢，你仔细前后左右看一看，大部分的信徒都是整个家庭啦、夫妻啦。来信主。
If you look to the left and right, you'll notice that most of the members come to the church together with their families, husband and wives and children.
那就算有一些家人还没有信主，也是有来慕道啊。
Even though we have some family members who have not believed in Jesus, they also are coming to seek the truth.
所以你可以这样讲。
So you can say that.
有健康的家庭才有健康的教会。
Only if you have a healthy family will you have a healthy church.
有幸福的家庭，教会才会有足够的工人和可以侍奉。
Only when you have happy families, then you will have sufficient workers to serve in the church.
那教会啊，才会大家在一个比较好的气氛之下来发展。
Then the church can progress and improve under a very good environment.
那相反，如果每一个家庭都很多问题。
On the flip side, if every family is full of problems.
最主要的家庭问题是来自于夫妻的问题。
The main problem of a family comes from the husband and wife.
那如果教会里面每一个夫妻，每一对夫妻都很大的问题，整天吵架。
If the church is made up of husband and wife that argue all day long, every day.
或者是都在冷战。
Or they might be having a cold war.
那这样走出去怎么荣耀神呢？
Then when they go out, how do we glorify God?
别人都说了，哇，你新教的，你都这样子闹啊，吵啊，那我不信还比较好。
And people might claim that you claim to be a Christian and yet you argue like this. It's better off to be like me who doesn't believe.
所以保罗知道啊, 你要教会要发展, 要跟基督连接啊, 在地上如果你要结婚的话, 你也要夫妻之间也要连接。
So Paul understood very well, if the church were to be really connected with God, then on this earth, if you are a married man or woman, then you need to be connected.
你不能说, 我自己每天祷告3个钟头, 我读100篇圣经啊, 我在网络上听10篇道理。
You cannot say that I pray 3 hours a day, I read 100 chapters of the Bible, and I go online for online services.
我天天来教会找祷会。
I come to morning prayer sessions every day.
我都很属灵啊。
I'm very spiritual.
不是看那个。
It's not that which is seen.
如果你做这些是很好, 但是回到家里, 你跟你太太, 你跟你丈夫都闹不好。
If you do these things, it's great. But when you go back home and your relationship with your husband or wife is not good,
那一点都不属灵。
You are not a spiritual person.
因为你要把这一套跟基督的道理 要应用在你跟你的配偶上面。
Because these things, the theory with you and Christ, you have to be applying them to you and your spouse.
当然没有完美的夫妻, 因为我们不是完全人。
Of course, there's no such thing as a perfect husband and wife because we're all not perfect men.
但是至少在主里面, 我们要越来越进步。
But at least in the Lord, we have to continue to improve.
好，结婚越久， 要越甜美， 要越相爱对方。
The longer that we are married, the sweeter it should be, and the more love we have for the other spouse.
不能说, 哇, 还没结婚的时候很相爱。
We cannot say that before marriage, we love one another deeply.
结果结婚越久越没味道。
Then after some time of marriage, then the taste become bland.
哇, 一开始是接受, 本来以为是可以享受。
In the beginning, I thought I could enjoy marriage.
到最后就忍受。
In the end, I'm enduring.
啊, 不然的话就只能接受。
Otherwise, I have to accept 哇, reality.
现在不是很痛苦吗? 教会又不能离婚。
Aren't we suffering then, since the church cannot call for a divorce?
那不能离婚就改变自己了。
If you cannot divorce, then change yourself.
因为这个奥秘已经展开给你了。
Because this mystery has been revealed to you.
你不能说我不知道怎么做, 不可能的。
You cannot say that I don't know what to do. It's impossible.
保罗都把这个基督跟我们的婚姻的奥秘翻开给你看了。
Paul already referred to the fact that the mystery between us and Christ.
基本你按照这样去做，就能够解决大部分的问题。
If you do this on this basis, then you can solve most problems.
那要怎么样做呢？
So how do we do?
这个奥秘从哪里出发？
Where is the starting point of this mystery?
我们看回来这个以弗所的5章的25节。
Let's refer back to Ephesians chapter 5 verse
25,
25.
我们看5章的25节。
Ephesians 5 verse 25.
我们一起读。
Read it.
5章25节。 你们做丈夫的, 要爱你们的妻子, 正如基督爱教会, 为教会舍己。 本来保罗啊, 不是先念弟兄的, 本来保罗是先念妻子的。
Paul did not refer to the brothers first.
但是为,
he called upon the wives.
但是为了在座的姐妹, 我们还是要先念弟兄。
But for the sake of the sisters seated here, we will refer to the brothers first.
免得姐妹都说, 传道你是男人, 每次上台都帮男人讲话。
Lest people will say, Pastor, you are a man. Of course, you go up and you'll start pointing.
都练我们姐妹要怎样怎样怎样。
You will instruct all sisters, us, what to do.
那我们先跳到这一节。
So let's jump onto this verse.
现在25节。
Verse 25 comes first.
在座所有的大丈夫。
Then become great husband.
我们不但只要做丈夫, 我们要做大丈夫。
Not only do we have to become great husbands, we have to be great ones.
不单只是一个在人眼中的大丈夫, 在耶稣基督面前的大丈夫。
Not only as a great husband before men, but as a great husband before Jesus Christ.
大丈夫不是那种独裁者。
Great husbands are not dictators.
也不是所谓的大男人。
They're not chauvinistic.
不是坐在家里, 让老婆服侍, 什么都不做。
They don't sit back at home and expect all the wives to do everything.
而是一个愿意牺牲生命为爱妻子爱家庭可以牺牲自己的人。
Yet they are people who can sacrifice their own lives for the sake of loving the wife and the family.
所以弟兄们, 这一节先抄起来, 贴在冰箱里面。
So all brothers,
不是里面啊, 外面啊,
you can copy this verse and put outside of your fridge, okay? Not inside the fridge.
或者是年轻人还 没有结婚啊,
so for all the young people who have not gotten married yet, you can also copy this verse and put it on your wall of your study room.
以后要追任何人之前, 你先想想看, 我可以为他舍命吗? 可以为他舍己吗?
In the future, before you like a particular person, then you can read this verse. Can I sacrifice for that person?
或者是我已经结婚了,
Or I have got married.
我有没有用耶稣基督爱教会的爱去爱我的太太？
Am I using the love that the Lord Jesus Christ used for the church to love my wife?
在你要求她改变之前。
Before you expect her to change.
当然你可能很多理由，哇，她都对我不好，她都不怎样。
Of course you can come up with the various reasons. She's not good to me. She's not perfect.
她不配得我这样子爱她。
She's not worthy of how I love her.
作为大丈夫，你是大丈夫，你不可以讲这样的话。
As a great husband, you cannot say these words.
什么叫大丈夫？
What is a great husband?
耶稣基督就是大丈夫。
Lord Jesus Christ, He is the great husband.
什么是耶稣基督的爱？
What is the love of Christ?
耶稣先爱教会。
Jesus loved the church first.
在耶稣爱教会的时候，教会还不会爱耶稣。
When Jesus loved the church is unable yet to love him back.
对不对？我们是谁啊？我们是罪人啊。
Because who are we? We are but sinners.
在耶稣拣选我们的时候，我们啥都不是。
When the Lord Jesus chose us, we are nothing.
我们要脏 ，dirty， 要罪啊。
We are very dirty.
我们要悖逆。
We are wretched.
我们的心又很硬。
Our hearts are so hardened.
又很骄傲。
And we are so proud.
我们值得主耶稣爱吗？
Are we worthy of God's love?
我们不值得主耶稣爱。
We are not worthy of Jesus' love.
但是主耶稣还是下来爱我们，为我们舍命。
Yet the Lord Jesus still come down and die for us.
所谓的舍命，就是把自私拿走。
The meaning of sacrificing one's own life is to take away his selfishness.
我们男人最大的问题其实就是自私。
The greatest problem of a man is actually being selfish.
对，我们自己都承认，有时候我也蛮自私的。
We can openly admit it. Sometimes I'm quite selfish.
在结婚之前，我是很自私的。
Before I get married, I'm quite selfish.
我以为结婚就是娶个老婆来服侍我。
I want to get married so that I can find a wife to serve me.
娶个老婆好看的，让我出去可以很得意。
I want to find a beautiful wife so that when I go out, I can be very proud of her.
叫她做什么，她就会做什么。
I will call her and ask her to do anything I want.
这个一般人娶老婆的、娶妻子的这种想法。
This is a general sense of why people get a wife.
娶个人来陪我、服侍我、安慰我。
I want to have someone as a companion, to comfort me and to serve me.
但是以前我没有想到。
Yet, in the past, I have not thought about it.
在你得到这种爱之前，
before you acquire that type of love,
你可以得到这种爱，但是要用耶稣基督的 formula 那个方程式去做。
You can acquire this type of love, but use the formula that is set by the Lord Jesus.
你不用这个方程式去做，你是得不到对方的顺服、尊重。还有爱的。
Without going through this formula, you cannot get the love and submission from the other party.
那要怎么得到？
How are you going to get it?
大丈夫怎么得到太太的尊重跟爱？
How are husbands going to get the respect and the love from the wife?
舍己啊。
To sacrifice yourself.
就是你把你喜欢的东西放下。
You put away the things that you love.
把你爱的东西放下。
Put away the things that you really care for.
把你爱自己的心放下。
To put away yourself.
这个对男人来说很不容易。
This is so hard to attain for men.
我们男人有时候回到家里就想放松一下。
For men, when you go home, you want to relax.
有些男生啊，结了婚了，回家第一件事情回去啊，我要放松，我要去打开电脑，先打一个钟头电子游戏。
Some husbands, they are so tired in their work. When they go home, first thing they do is to turn on their computer and play some games.
我跟那些年轻人常常上课，跟他们讲。
Often I hold study sessions with these young people and I tell them.
在教会结婚之前都要先上课，没有拿到 license。上完课不可以在教堂结婚了。
In the church, before you get married, you have to study some lessons. Before you graduate and get a certificate, you cannot get married in the chapel.
我跟那些弟兄讲。
I tell the brothers.
你要结婚了，回到家里不可以打电动。
You want to get married? Go home, don't play games.
他说啊，传道结了婚不能打电动。
They ask me, what, pastor? When I get married, I cannot play computer games?
哇，为什么？
Why?
我说太太在家里等你一天下班回来。
I say the wife is waiting for you all day long for you to come back from your work.
也许她也有上班。
Perhaps she's also working.
回来就应该你们一起帮忙家务。
When you come back, both of you should help doing the chores.
陪孩子。
You can accompany the children.
还没有孩子就陪太太讲讲话。
If there are no children yet, then you accompany your wife and speak to her.
你怎么可以自己回来放下班回来了就去打开房门，打开电脑，戴着耳机，哇，在那边。
How can you come back from work and then you immediately jump onto your computer terminal and play your computer games with the earsets?
现在还不单只打电动，还戴那种降噪的耳机。
But here, nowadays, people don't only play computer games. They put those soundproof headsets.
那些耳机很厉害，老婆尖叫都听不到。Those
soundproof headsets are so advanced that even if your wife is screaming, you cannot hear her voice. Even if she asks you for help, you cannot hear her voice.
倒垃圾，听不到。Throw
the trash, you can hear her too.
火灾了，都听不到。There's
a fire, you cannot even know that.
火灾都烧死在里面。Maybe
she's being burned in the fire already. You don't even know.
沉醉在自己的世界里面。Because
you're immersed in your own world.
你一回来就打电动。When
you come back, you play computer games.
一回来就看电视。The
moment you come back, you look at the TV.
吃完饭，你要盯着你的手机坐在那边。After
dinner, you are fixated on your cell phones.
有孩子也不跟他讲话。You
don't even talk to your children.
自私啊。How
selfish are you?
你可能说，哎呀，我也要放松一下。You
can say, I want to relax myself too.
你可以放松，但是你先帮忙完再放松。Yes,
you can relax, but please help first. At the end of it, then you can relax.
其实，妻子最需要男生的，最需要丈夫的是什么？
What is it that the wife exactly need the husband for?
这是回家的时候，丈夫的一些关心的话。
It's when you, the husband comes back home and speaks some caring words.
问太太今天好不好啊?
Asking the wife, how are you today?
你累不累啊?
Are you tired?
要不我帮你按摩一下?
Do you want me to massage you?
不然这个饭我来煮了。
Otherwise I'll cook the rice.
或者是今天不要煮了。
Or let's not cook today.
不要煮，不要吃泡面啊。
Not cook, then don't eat instant noodles.
去餐厅啊，今天辛苦了，去吃个你喜欢的。Let's
go to the restaurant. Oh, you have had a hard day.
有一些丈夫很自私。Some
husbands are so selfish.
太太说好累哦。The
wife said, "Oh, I'm so tired."
我也很累啊，大家都很累啊。I'm
so I'm tired too. Everybody's tired.
这是暗示他还是要去煮饭。And
still insinuate for the wife to cook.
哎呀，今天不要煮了，好不好？
The wife said, "Let's not cook today."
外面吃饭很贵啊。
Oh, it's so expensive to go outside to eat nowadays.
Inflation 啊,
there's inflation, all right.
还有小费啊,
and there's tips.
好像要了他的命这样子,
as if his life is to be cut off.
啊,你自己买东西就不手软。
When you when this person shops, he will shop generously. Go to Temu or Amazon, you can buy anything.
这太太想要什么？哎呀，很贵哦，你又乱花钱了。
And the wife needs something, and the husband will say, "Oh, it's so expensive. You are always spending money."
太太想买机票飞回中国，回台湾看看家庭。她说，哦，很贵的机票嘞。
The wife wants to go back to Taiwan or China to look at visit their family. Then the husband will say, "Oh, the ticket is so expensive."
哎，我10年没回去。
I haven't gone back for 10 years.
明年再说了，明年再说。
I'll talk about it next year.
这是自己想要什么，自己就很看重。
You can fulfill everything you like because you focus on it.
这样子长期看来，看在妻子眼中。
So in the long term, in the eyes of the wife.
不要说你是为妻子去死了，去舍命了。
Don't talk about you sacrificing your life for your wife.
一点点时间，一点点。 动作都拿不出来。
You cannot even come up with a little time or a little action.
所以为什么有时候妻子很难对丈夫有顺服跟爱？
That is why it is hard for the wife sometimes to love the husband and be submissive to them.
做丈夫的要先学习主耶稣。
So as husbands, we need to first learn from the Lord Jesus.
我也是一直在学习。I
am in constant learning too.
有时候出差回到家里。Sometimes
I am sent somewhere far, then I come back.
说实在，蛮喜欢出差的。
Sometimes I really like being sent away.
因为出差我都不用煮饭。
Because when I'm sent away, I don't need to cook.
不用买菜。
I don't need to go grocery shopping.
在外面工作完，讲道完，传道，吃饭哦。
After I speak sermon and perform all my job, then I come back. They go,
帮我炖好了。
Please eat this bowl of rice.
我还没有吃完呢，汤又来了。
Before I even finish this bowl, all the soup comes and the fruit comes.
哇，有人说请我去餐厅啊。
Some people will treat me to the restaurant.
吃到都肥肥的。
I'm putting a lot of weight.
所以你看我，如果越来越肥，就是常常出差。Because
so you see, look at me. When I put on weight, that means I'm always sent somewhere.
那如果回家就会瘦了。
When I come back home, then I'll become thinner.
为什么?
Why?
那回家我就要，我不能说回家当大爷啊，让太太服侍啊。Because
when I come home, I cannot be like a boss so that my wife will serve me.
太太说，哦，你回来了，好了，去买菜啊，好，很多东西要买啊。But
when I come, as soon as I come back, my wife will provide me a list of things to buy.
车子啊，要修啊，哪里东西要弄啊。
Car maintenance and every other thing.
真的有时候在家里还更忙一点。
Sometimes I think I'm more busy at home.
啊，但是我们这个就是我们要做的，我们要常常问太太，哎，你需要什么？你需要我做什么可以让你更快乐
？But these are the things that we should do. We have to constantly ask our wives, "What do you need? What do you need me to do so that you can be happier?"
啊，丈夫写下来哦，再说丈夫，或者还没结婚的也要写下来。
The husbands need to write it down. Oh, and all those of you who have not got married.
常问太太，我可以为你做什么？
Always ask your wife, what can I do for you?
让你更开心。
So that you can be happier.
有什么我还没有做，我可以做的。
Are there anything that I haven't done that I can do?
有什么你觉得我可以改变的？
Is there anything that I can change?
这个就是舍己啊。
This is sacrificial.
不是叫你真的是哦，拿刀砍自己，把自己命拿出来，不是。
Not to say that you strike yourself with a knife and take away your life.
啊，不是叫你哦替太太挡子弹。
Or you can become like a shield to all those bullets.
不是讲那些那么大的道理。
Not all those great talk.
你就愿意改变一下自己原来的我，原来的思想方式，原来的习惯。
Just willingness to change yourself, your old habits, or original way of life.
啊，这个就是我们一点点可以做的事情。
This is the little thing that we can do.
啊，有时候太太跟我说。
Sometimes my wife said to me.
她没有跟我来，可以尽量讲她。
She's not here today with me, so we can always talk about her.
只能讲她好的，不能讲她不好的。
Of course, I can only talk about her good things, right? Not the bad things.
她说：“哎呀，想去哪里逛啊？”
She asked me, "Where do you want to go?"
难得你回来啊，休假。
Oh, it's so hard for you to come home, to have you with me. Where do you want to go?
我刚一开始刚结婚的时候，我就很讨厌逛街。
In the beginning of my marriage, I hate to go shopping.
为什么人需要逛街
？Why does a person have to go shopping?
街有什么好逛的呢
？What is there to shop?
不是买了，看好了，想好了，买了就走了。
After you buy it, then you don't need to think about it. You buy it and then you go.
还有网络。
Then there's the online shopping. Then you look and you buy it.
为什么要逛呢
？Why do you need to go window shopping?
我听不懂。
I don't understand what is that.
啊，后来我了解了，原来他想我陪他。
I understand that she wanted me to accompany her.
有时候出差一个月去非洲回来，他想我陪陪他。
I'm sent away to Africa for 1 month.
不一定
Then she wants me to come back and be with her.
不一定是要买什么。
We don't need to particularly buy anything.
但是常常都买了什么。
But oftentimes we did purchase something.
啊，让我陪她逛。
So I accompanied her to go window shopping.
哇，我一进去那个 mall 里面。
I entered into the mall.
我本来很精神的，一进去 mall 里面我就连续打十个呵欠。
In the beginning, I was very energetic, but as soon as I stepped into the mall, I yawned about 10 times.
那我觉得这个 mall 里面好像缺乏氧气。
I think in the mall is there's lacking of oxygen.
除了那个卖电脑的地方我比较有兴趣之外
，except from the place that they sell those computers, I'm more interested.
比较会提起点精神。
It will ignite a little bit of energy in me.
其他看衣服啊，看鞋子啊，哇，我都还没有进去，我就眼泪一直流，打呵欠了。
The other places where they sell the clothes and the shoes, before I can even enter into the store, I wanted to cry already, and then.
但是我也是逼自己啊。
But I force myself.
啊，太太喜欢，虽然我不喜欢，但是我不喜欢没有问题，她喜欢就可以了。
Even though I don't like it, but my wife likes it. As long as she likes it, that's all right.
那我就好，你喜欢，我就陪你。
Okay, if you like it, then I'll accompany you.
啊，一开始就说啊，那个店你进去里面逛就好了啊，我在外面等你啊。
In the beginning, I'll say this: you go into the store and shop all you want. I'll stand outside the store and wait for you.
Mall 里面都很多男人这样陪逛街的嘛。
Don't you see many men do that in the malls?
啊，那些卖女人衣服的男人进去有什么用？
Those are women's apparel stores. Why? What good is a man in there?
啊，我们都在外面滑手机就好了。
You can also keep on swiping your cell phone screens.
啊，他说你进来。
Then the wife will call you. Come in.
我说我进来做什么？
Why do I need to go in?
要给我意见呢。
You give me ideas.
哪一套好看，哪一套不好。
Which one is good and which one is not good?
我说我怎么知道好不好看呢
？Then I'll say, how do I know which one is good and which one is not good?
你穿了就好看了。
Whatever you wear will be good.
他说你不能这样敷衍我呢。
You cannot patronize me like that.
你要学习怎么好看，怎么不好看。
You have to learn what is good and what is not good.
哦 ，OK， 学。所以经过多年的学习，经过26年的学习
，After a good long 26 years of learning，
知道女生的衣服怎么配搭配会好看。
Then now I understand how to match women's clothes. What it looks good and what looks not.
什么颜色配什么颜色
？What color will match what color？
不是我厉害，而是被训练出来。
I'm not good at this, but I've been trained.
只是我愿意。OK， 你教我，让我陪的啊，陪你啊，那你这个怎么配好不好看？我说 OK， 给个意见。
Only with a willing heart, then I start to learn. OK， my wife will say, see this.Match with this. Does it look good?
Okay. 不能站在门口玩手机。
You cannot stand outside the window and swipe your cell phone.
我们就是男人啊，现在一台手机在啊，都好像说哇，跑到远方了。
Nowadays, men with one cell phone, they're like in somewhere far away.
吃饭的时候也摸手机。
When you eat your meals, you're also swiping your screen.
等孩子也在看手机。
When you're waiting for your kids, you're also looking at your cell phone.
陪孩子去公园玩，你也在看手机。
When you accompany your kids to the park, you are also looking at the phone.
跟太太讲话，耳朵听，有时候也在看手机。
When you're talking to your wife, even though your ear might be listening, but you're all concentrating on your cell phone.
有时候太太也会念我。 你没有在听啊，我跟为什么我重复？
My wife sometimes will nag at me. Are you not listening? Why do I need to repeat so many times?
我在查资料啊。I'm
looking for researching something.
我在联络信徒啊。I'm
contacting believers.
来，放下，我跟你讲话。She
said, put it down, I'm talking to you.
这个就舍己啊，你把手机放下，你就开始舍己了。This
is a sacrificial way. You put down your phone.
甚至有时候你做的圣工，也要放下。家里跟太太讲话的时候，跟小孩子讲话的时候，该给他们的专注要给他们。
Give them give the children and your wife the concentration that they deserve, even when you're performing holy work. Put it down and talk to them.
不能自私。You
cannot be selfish.
有时候我很累，回到家。
Sometimes I'm so tired, I came back home.
想睡觉了。
I want to sleep.
出差回来。I
come back from my away task.
太太想要讲话。 我说不是睡觉了吗？现在。
My wife wanted to chat. I said, isn't it sleeping time now?
哇，要讲话。
She wants to talk.
等了你很久回来嘛，当然肯定要讲话。
She has waited for you for a long time. Of course she wants to talk.
好，讲话。
Okay, talk, let's talk.
先等我喝一杯咖啡再讲。
Then let me drink a cup of coffee.
不用喝咖啡的，但是精神要再拿出来。
You need to come up with your energy to listen.
要听。
Listen.
要给安慰。
And give comfort.
不用给太多意见，不用教他怎么做。
Don't give too many ideas and tell them what to do.
但是就给他安慰，给他支持。
You just need to give comfort and support.
这个就是我们要慢慢改变我们自己。
These are the things we need to constantly change ourselves.
这就是所谓的舍己。
This is what it's called as sacrificing yourself.
所以我们不单只要做丈夫，还要做属灵的大丈夫。
We not only have to be husbands, we have to be spiritual good husbands.
这25节的这个爱字啊，原文就是 agape， 这是一种牺牲的爱，舍命的爱。
The word love here in verse 25, in its original text is agape, which is a true love and a sacrificial love.
好，所以感谢神哦，说我们丈夫要从自己先做起来。
So as husbands, we have to begin with ourselves.
那现在轮到姐妹了。
Now talk about the sisters.
姐妹的，其实啊，保罗啊，用更多的篇幅啊，来讲姐妹。
Actually, Paul used many more paragraphs to talk about the sisters.
讲丈夫的其实只有一节，就是25节。
Talking to the husband only comprised of one verse, which is verse 25.
讲姐妹的是22节到24节。
But talking to the sisters, it will be verses 22 to 24.
那我们来看看这三节啊，讲什么。
Let's read and find out what these verses say.
我们看以弗所5章22到24节。
Let's read Ephesians 5, 22 to 24.
我们一起读。
Read together.
一二三。
你们所信的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。23节。 23.
因为妻子是丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。24节，教会怎么样顺服基督，妻子也要怎么样凡事顺服丈夫。哇，这三节圣经啊是。 对姐妹来说是非常难接受的经节。Wow,
these three verses are simply unacceptable for sisters.
我们只是不敢把它划掉而已。We
just don't dare to scratch it off.
但是很多姐妹心里面就很讨厌这三节经节。But
many sisters would hate these three verses.
有一次小弟在讲道。One
time I was speaking a sermon.
那时候几十年前啊。These
are many decades ago.
那我在讲道，就读这一节，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Then I was reading this part when I was delivering the sermon. Wife, subject yourself to your own husband.
一个姐妹在翻译。
So one of the sisters was interpreting.
我说，姐妹要妻子要顺服丈夫。
Wives have to submit to the husband.
她怎么翻译？
Do you know how she interpreted?
她把它翻成说，姐妹要 cooperate， 就要跟丈夫合作。
So she interpreted as wives have to cooperate with the husband.
我以为他英文不好。I
thought she is lacking in English.
我说顺服，顺服啊。So
the pastor hinted to use the word submit.
他再翻一次 cooperate.
She insisted on using the word cooperate with the husband.
那我都知道他不是英文不好，他英文比我还好。
So I know for sure her English must be better than me.
因为圣经是写 submit 的。
Because the Bible used the word
submit. 我就跟她说 submit， 她说 cooperate。
I already hinted the word submit, and she wanted to use cooperate.
哇，胆很大了，改圣经啊。
Oh, how you are so daring! You can change the words of the Bible.
那后来我知道了，哇，原来她是在家里是女强人。
Oh, later on I found out that at the family this wife is a capable woman.
太太都那丈夫都什么都要听她的，不听她的话就睡客厅。
The husband has to listen to her for everything, otherwise the husband would need to sleep in the couch.
另外一次。
And another time.
在另外一个教会。
In another church.
啊。在讲这个灵恩，在也是灵恩会的道理。
It is also a sermon for the spiritual convocation.
在美国，那不讲地点，不是这里了啊，不是这里。
In the U.S. okay, but not this church,、oh, and I don't talk about the location.
还是讲这一段。
I also speak about this passage.
哦，讲完到那个姐妹翻译的又来找我算账。
After the sermon, the interpreter sister come and look for me to settle accounts.
你不能只是叫姐妹顺服丈夫。
Pastor, you cannot only ask the wives to subject themselves to the husband.
如果他做的不好，怎么顺服他
？If he is not a good husband, how are we to submit?
像男女平等啊，怎么讲这个？
This is an equal society. How can you ask us to submit to the husband?
但我们了解，有现实生活当中，有一些丈夫真的是做的不完美。
We understand very well that there are some husbands in their daily lives are really not performing their best.
有一些灵性软弱。
They're spiritually weak.
有一些比较自私。
Some people are more selfish.
啊，这个都是人的软弱。
These are the weaknesses of men.
但是人的软弱不会把神的道理变成 obsolete， 变成说过时了。
But the weaknesses of men will not make the words of God become obsolete.
是人没有把道理完全行出来。
It's just because that human beings do not really do the words of God.
姐妹遇到一个困境。
When a sister meet with a particular tribulation.
如果这个丈夫不完美，对你不好，或者是有点自私。
If this husband is a selfish person and not really good to you.
没有错，他做的不好。
It's true that he's not really good.
但是你用一个什么方式去对待他
？But what kind of an attitude should we face him?
你有两种选择。
You have two options.
一种就是不理他。
The first one would be don't care about him.
把他当空气，把他透明的一样。
Treat him as being transparent, as an air.
看不起他，然后就看不起他。
Then you look down on him.
甚至呢，你就跟他作对。
And go against him in all things.
因为他让你很不满意。
Because you are so dissatisfied with him.
所以你想让他难看。
You want to make him, you want to get even with him.
在孩子面前数落他。
You will ridicule him in front of the kids.
在别人面前看不起他。
You know, shame him in the public.
在家里你也不把他当一回事。
In at home, you also don't care about him at all.
你觉得他无能啊，你就自己担起来了。
You think he's so incapable, you want to take up every burden.
你当头了，他不能当头，你觉得你当头了。
You think you have become the head, and he is not the head.
但你可以选择这样做。
Can you, of course you can choose this option.
但是这样做的话，不走在真理的道路上面。
But if you choose to be this way, you're not walking on the truth.
通常这样会有两个后果。
Usually you'll end up with another consequence.
第一个后果。
The first consequence.
就是直接冲突。
It's a direct conflict.
言语冲突了，你顶到他也顶你啊。
You directly argue with words.
啊，顶来顶去了。
You will go speak to one another harshly.
我们中文叫一言九鼎。一言九鼎，这你讲一句话，他顶回去九句给你。
So you said, in Chinese there's a proverb that says as if it sounds like you speak one word, your wife will speak nine words.
我们不要以为青少年才会一言九鼎。
Don't think that only young people can talk back.
老公也会一言九鼎。
Husbands can also talk back.
通常那个一直在语言上顶你的、顶姐妹的，哦，很多愤怒的、很多啰嗦的、很多，就是因为他里面很不 happy， 里面很多。很多 anger， 很多愤怒在里面。
Usually those husbands who keep on striking back or talking back to the wife is because they are so filled with resentments and anger.
其实姐妹要了解。
Actually sisters have to understand.
为什么我的丈夫有这样的奇怪的个性，或者是小气，或者是自私？
Why is my husband like this? Whether he's so selfish or having a weird character.
或者是不会表达爱。
Or is a very bad in expressing love.
或者是很内向。很懦弱
or very introverted or very weak.
这个是他的原生家庭训练他出来的。
He is being trained by his original family.
通常他有一个非常强大的妈妈把他训练成为这样。
Perhaps he has a very strong-willed mother who has trained him this way.
或是他从小被忽略。
Or he has been a neglected kid since young.
从小被暴力、语言的这样对待。
Or he has been abused verbally or physically, like since young.
所以他带着这些扭曲的个性。 啊，现在进到你跟他的婚姻里面了。
So he has brought all these abnormal characters into your marriage.
不是他想的，而是他被塑造成为这个样子。
He did not do this by choice, but he has been shaped like this.
他不知道要做一个大丈夫。
He doesn't know how to become a good husband, great husband.
他只看到他自己爸爸的样子。
He only have seen how his father reacted.
他的妈妈的样子。
The way the mom is.
他们常常吵架。
They constantly fight.
或是爸爸就 withdraw, 就把他自己躲起来，就不管事。
Or the father would withdraw and become away.
或是他看到爸爸用很尖酸刻薄的言语来骂妈妈，骂兄弟姐妹。
Or perhaps he has seen the father using some very bad, abusive, rough words to the wife.
他是一个扭曲的人。
So this person is not normal.
他来到婚姻里面了。
This person enter into a marriage.
你有道理。你有道理。
You have the truth.
你有神的话在心里面。
You have reason and the truth inside your heart.
如果你想走出一条新的道路。
If you want to walk upon a new path.
你就不能用你原来想要走的道路。
You cannot use your original path.
本来想走的道路就是对抗啊。
Your initial effort was to go against him.
就是骂回去啊。
Scold him back.
看不起他啊。
Look down on him.
不爱他啊。
Don't love him.
你想用这个来刑罚他，让他改变。
Use this as a punishment to change him.
但是我告诉你
But let me tell
圣经告诉你
The Bible tells you
恨永远不能让你得到爱
Hatred can never acquire love for you
你用伤害永远没有办法医治伤害
You cannot hurt an injury You cannot heal an injury by hurting them
主耶稣怎么医治我们呢
How does the Lord Jesus heal us?
我们就是那个被原生家庭扭曲的孩子。
We are the mishandled child from our original family.
我们的原生家庭就是亚当。
Our original family was Adam.
这是原罪啊。
This from the original sin.
从亚当开始就是扭曲了。
We are not normal from Adam.
亚当一犯罪就扭曲了。
We are distorted from the point Adam sinned.
他一犯罪之后怎么跟他太太说话？
Once Adam sinned, how did he talk to his wife?
亚当本来很会说话的。
In the beginning, Adam was full of words.
说什么？
What did he say?
第一次看到他老婆叫什么？
What are the words that he said to his wife in the beginning?
骨中骨，肉中肉。
Wow, you are the bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh.
这首诗来的，兄弟姐妹。
It is a poem, brother and sister.
啊，中文也翻了好三个字，三言绝句，三字经。骨中骨，肉中肉啊。
You are the bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This is a poem.
今天想起都刚刚自己讲自己都柔嘛，自己都那个鸡皮都起来了。
You have goosebumps even if you just say all these words.
这么浪漫的话都讲得出来。
It is such a romantic poem.
你不要以为男人不会讲话。
Don't think that men are not good with words.
男人充满爱意的时候，随口讲都变成一句诗。
When a man is full of love, any words he say will become a poem of romantic poem.
亚当有学什么文学吗？
Has Adam gone through literature?
有没有学过修辞学？怎么作诗？什么都没有。
Did he go through a session of studying how to make a poem? No.
他人生第一句话就是讨他老婆欢喜，就是赞美他老婆。
The first words of his life is something that gained the favor of the wife, which is to praise the wife.
这个是没有扭曲、没有被罪扭曲的男人。
This is a man who is not distorted by sin.
充满爱意。
He's full of love.
充满善良。
He's full of kindness.
愿意舍己。
Willing to sacrifice.
他的骨头都拿出来了，都是变成女人了。他舍己，他自己舍去那一块肉，才会有女人嘛。
He sacrificed even himself, his bone, a part of his flesh, to become woman.
但是一犯罪之后呢
？But after sinning.
都扭曲了。
Everything's distorted.
神问他，你做了什么事
？God asked him, "What have you done?"
莫非你吃了我告诉你不可以吃的那个果子吗
？Have you eaten the forbidden fruit that I instructed you not to eat?
那是你做的，给我同居的女人呢、啊？同居的。
The woman that you asked to live with me caused me to do this.
不是说哎呀骨中骨肉中肉让我做的。
It's not the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh that have caused me to do this.
距离感。
There is a distance.
他自己把自己从神那边躲起来，也从太太那边隔开了。
He had all hidden himself from God, and he also quarantined himself from the wife.
所以你看很多男人哦，不会表达。
So you see, most men don't know how to express themselves.
明明是爱，但是不会表达。
Clearly, they love you, but they just don't know how to express it.
把自己关起来。
They lock themselves up.
这罪的影响啊。
This is the influence of sin.
他也不会真的是跟人家跟神来个连接啊。
He himself cannot connect with people or God.
所以自从人犯罪之后, 全人类都是扭曲的。
So ever since man has sinned, every man on earth are distorted.
男人呢, 就更容易进到这个扭曲, 还有孤单的情况之下。
But men are most likely to enter into this situation of being distorted and lonely.
男人其实很孤单的。
Actually, men are lonely.
弟兄们, 你孤不孤单?
Brothers, are you lonely or not?
弟兄孤不孤单? 女人比较不会孤单。
Women are not as lonely.
女人在婚姻当中就算孤单, 她有20-30个女生朋友可以去喝茶。
In a marriage, the wives, even though they feel lonely, they have 20 to 30 girlfriends to drink tea or coffee with.
可以一起去逛街, 去逛街。
You can shop together.
不买都可以逛, 可以讲一整天, 喷口水, 喷一整天。
You can talk and converse for the whole day, even if you don't buy anything.
我看那些在这个coffee shop里面, 如果是三五个女生, 在一起喝咖啡都可以坐很久。
I see that in those coffee shops, if you see 3 to 5 women sitting there drinking coffee, they can talk for a whole day.
还快关门了都还没有走,
even if the store is almost closed, they are not gone yet, they have to drive them out.
男生呢几个坐在那边呢咱们几句就玩手机了。
So for men, if they sit down there without a few words, they will just look at their phones.
男生其实很孤单。
Actually, men are very lonely.
但是我们也不晓得跟谁讲。
But we don't know who to talk to.
很多压力也放在心里。
A lot of pressure are contained.
好了，他回到家里了。
Now this man come back home.
他不会表达了。
He is unable to express.
他有很多的烦恼了。
He is full of worries.
他有原生家庭的重担了。
He has the burden from the original family.
那这个时候你怎么对他呢？
At this time, how are you going to handle him?
你是看到一个可恶的人吗? 或者一个不好的丈夫吗?
Are you looking at this disgusting husband?
还是你看到一个受伤的孩子?
Or are you seeing this hurt child?
主耶稣把他带到我的身边。
The Lord Jesus have brought this man into my life.
虽然他是不完美。
Even though he is imperfect.
但是这个人是我选的。
But this person is whom I choose.
这个人是神把他带到我面前的。
This person is whom God sent in front of me.
这个人是我在神面前答应我要照顾他一辈子的。
I have promised before the Lord to take care of him my whole life.
那我要帮助他。
So I have to help him.
而不是嫌弃他。
But not to despise him.
这个很关键哦。
This is the key factor.
如果你不觉得你要帮他的话, 你就很难顺服他。
If you don't feel the need to help him, then it's very hard for you to submit to him.
你不顺服他, 你不, 所谓的顺服不是, 啊, 你说什么我就做什么, 不是这个意思。
The meaning of submission is not to just to follow all the commands that he say.
弟兄不要太高兴, 不是说, 啊, 传道说你要顺服, 我就是我说什么你就做, 不是这个意思。
Brothers, don't be too happy too early. Don't say the pastor said that. Whatever I say, you have to do.
夫妻间的事有商有量。
So there's discussion that takes place among the husband and wife.
不是什么都是听丈夫的才是顺服。
Submission doesn't mean that everything you have to listen to the husband.
但是这里所说的顺服是一种态度啊。
But the submission here refers to your attitude.
你在态度里面先顺服。
You submit to the husband in the attitude first.
你的心很软呢。
Your heart is very soft.
但是今天社会就不是这样教导我们。
But this society today does not teach us this way.
今天社会告诉我们, 男女平等。
The society today teaches us that equality among men and women.
其实男女平等已经过时了, 现在是讲是女权主义。
Actually, equality is already way of the past. Now it's like
没有平等了, 现在, 这是女权了。
Women's power.
我看那些最新的迪士尼动画了, 什么动画, 那些主角都是女生。
Now it's talking about female rights, and I see all these Disney figures are mostly women.
是不是? 你们有没有看迪士尼的卡通?
Isn't it right? Do you watch Disney
Dream,
cartoons?
Dream 怎么那些卡通?
All these,
那些动画?
All these cartoons.
从那个 Frozen 那个时候开始我就知道了, 哇, 不得了。
Beginning from Frozen, I see, wow.
那个 Frozen 的那个什么出来啊, 哇, 其他东西都被 Frozen 了。
When the Frozen series came out, everything is frozen already.
啊, 我喜欢做什么都可以。
I can do whatever I want.
啊, Nothing bother me anyway.
Nothing bother me anyway.
管你的, 我本小姐开心最重要。
Me, whatever I want, that's most important.
婚姻当中,我的快乐最重要。
In a marriage, my happiness is the utmost importance.
不快乐,我可以不结婚。
If I'm not happy, I will not enter into marriage.
不快乐,我可以离婚。
If I'm not happy, then I can divorce.
我不快乐,我不用听你, nothing bother me anyway.
If I'm not happy, then I don't need to listen to you. Nothing bother me anyway.
后来我看到很多动画都是标榜, 哇, 自由啊, 女权啊, 在上面啊。
Later on, I see all these cartoon series are talking about the same thing, female rights.
这是左派的思想。
These are left-wing ideas.
这不是圣经的教导。
These are not the words of the Bible.
圣经并不是说男权, 不是说男人什么说的算。
The Bible does not propagate male chauvinistic.
圣经说男跟女, 丈夫妻子是一体的。
The Bible says that the husband and wife, man and woman, is one.
是同一个生命来的。
It's forming one life.
男生是头, 丈夫是头。
The husband, the man is the head.
妻子是身体。
The wife is the body.
啊, 妻子支持这个头啊, 支持这个丈夫啊。
The body supports the head, the wife supports the husband.
尊重他。
Respect him.
这个爱, 这个尊重很大, 但很温柔。
This love, this respect is very great with gentleness.
你看这个身体对头温不温柔。
You see how our body is very gentle to the head?
啊, 如果身体不温柔, 我们头都转不了。
If the body is very stiff, then your head cannot turn.
啊, 有一次一个姐妹说, 有一次一个姐妹这样说,
One time there's a sister who said,
哎呀, 我丈夫是头。
My husband is the head.
我尊重他, 他是头。
I really respect him, he's the head.
但是我是脖子。
But I'm the neck.
如果我不转, 他还转不了。
If I don't turn, he cannot turn.
哇, 我说, 哦, 那你尊重他吗?
Then I asked the sister, do you respect him?
我也肯定要尊重他。
I have to respect him because he is the head.
但是我是在支持他。
But I'm supporting him.
我不能自己做主人, 我都跟他要凡事跟他有商量。
I cannot make my own decision. I have to discuss with him in all matters.
丈夫也不是把太太看成是一个仆人啊, 啊, 洗衣服啦, 打扫啦, 做什么啦, 不是这样子对他对太太。
But the husband cannot view the wife as your servant either. You will wash my clothes, wash the dishes, and cook.
是要这种爱去支持, 去维护他。
You need love to support and to maintain her.
所以真的是把 这个道理实行在生活当中,
so really, we execute this teaching into our lives.
才能够办法建立基督化的家庭。
Only then can we establish a Christian family.
啊, 因为神为什么创造太太, 创造妻子呢?
Why does God create the wife?
好, 我们看创世纪1章26节。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
啊, 创世纪第1章的26节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
啊, 我们看第二章好了, 2章18节好了。
Let's refer rather to chapter 2, verse 18.
创世纪2章18节。
Genesis 2, verse 18.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read aloud together.
一二三。 主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。这个经节啊，对所有的姐妹是一个非常大的提醒。
This is a great reminder for all the sisters.
啊, 如果已经选择进入婚姻了,
If you have chosen to enter into a marriage,
你最大的目的是什么?
What is your main goal?
你带着使命来的。
You are commissioned.
神要你帮助你的丈夫。
God wants you to help your husband.
刚刚我们讲了, 神怎么样帮助我们呢?
Just now we have said, how did God help us?
全人类都好像一个扭曲的人。
The whole mankind is distorted.
主耶稣怎么样来改变我们?
How did the Lord Jesus change us?
用爱, 用温柔, 用接纳来改变我们。
With love, with gentleness and acceptance, he changed us.
主耶稣不是用硬的方法, 不是用审判, 不是用定罪, 不是用攻击来让我们改变。
God, the Lord Jesus did not use the hard way with punishments, with judgments, and with nails.
主耶稣用爱来改变我们。
The Lord Jesus changes us with love.
爱来融化我们。
He used his love to melt us.
所以如果姐妹们, 我们的丈夫如果是一个不完全的人,软弱的人,
If our husband is an imperfect man, a weak person,
其实也提醒你, 你也是不完全的。
It is also a reminder for you that you are also not perfect.
婚姻不是 找一个完全的人配合你。
Marriage does not mean that you look for a perfect person to match you.
没有完全的人啊。
There's no such thing as a perfect person.
只有耶稣基督是完全的, 我们都是罪人啊。
Only Jesus Christ is perfect. We are all sinners.
婚姻就是两个罪人互相帮助。
Marriage is defined as two sinners getting to help one another.
一起蒙神的恩典。
Both of them receive the grace of God.
互相帮助,
to help each other.
所以做姐妹的, 做太太的, 帮助你丈夫。
So as sisters and wives, help your husband.
怎么样帮, 我们再找另外一节来讲。
How to help? Let's talk about this in another session.
但是做丈夫的, 你要帮助你太太来帮助你哦, 你要这样做, 你要想哦。
But as husbands, you know, you have to help your wife to help you.
她有她的需要。
She has her needs.
譬如说我们刚刚讲一些情绪上的, 感情上的需要。
Just now we have mentioned a few their emotional needs and mental needs.
姐妹最需要, 这是常常最得不到的, 也就是教会里面。
What the sisters need, they often cannot get it in the church.
我们教会的弟兄都很老实，这方面是很好，但是有时候太老实。
Our brothers in the church are very good and honest, but sometimes they're too
rigid.
Rigid.
不了解女生在想什么。
They don't understand what the girls are thinking.
不了解太太的心或是情绪。
They cannot understand the mood or the feeling of the wife.
没关系，不了解没关系，刚结婚不了解没关系，那要学。
When you just get married, you don't understand, it's okay, but you have to learn.
不能说哦，我都不懂了，管他的。
You cannot say, oh, I don't care, I don't know about that.
我每天祷告半个钟头就好了。
Every day I just pray for half an hour, that's good enough.
你要学习。
You have to learn.
好，你要帮助你太太。
You have to help your wife.
那你太太就可以帮助你。
Then your wife can help you.
这个就是极大的奥秘。
This is the great mystery.
但是这个奥秘，主耶稣已经告诉我们该怎么做了。
But in this mystery, the Lord Jesus already told us what to do.
以后有机会再详细的学习哈。
In the future, if we have a chance, we will study more deeply.
Let's
pray in silence.